Blog Talk Radio.
It is Thursday. It is the last day of June. The days are already getting shorter. We've passed through the summer solstice. I'm looking out my window of my office. Cottonwood tree has got leaves and the storm clouds are here. Monsoons are here. Ah, take a deep breath. We are headed into a long weekend for some. For those of you who are working through the weekend, to wait on those of us who don't work on the weekend, thank you. And I hope you get some time to yourself somewhere in there. I used to have those kind of jobs when everybody else was when everybody else was working, I was off, I would be working. So happy summer to everyone. Hopefully you can get an opportunity to enjoy this. And just say thank you. Just say thank you. I love summer. Good time to be contemplating your existence, but I like to take July and August and just take a breath. I like to take July and August and relax. I like to take July and August and go, I'm so grateful. Really. The best way to have joy is to have gratitude. You know, everything that happens to us is based on our thoughts. And the more we study spirituality, the more you study energy, the more you study frequency, the more every book you read, my book, someone else's book, Wayne Dyer's, Louise Hay, all the popular ones and the not so popular ones. Everything about energy is that you create your own reality, and it is created through our thoughts. And if you've ever tried to change your thoughts in the middle of a situation from negative to positive, hopefully you have done that. It is the ego that jumps in and automatically takes a situation and says, oh, my God, this isn't good. It is the spirit that says, hey, no big deal. The universe is unlimited and love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health, all is well in the world. But we jump right in. And why? But, yes. Why does the ego, the one that first pops up? Because that's the way we're trained, and that's the way our lives are, and that's what, you know, we're taught when we're kids, and that's what society teaches, and this is good, this is bad, and judgment is sent out immediately. Our thoughts create our reality, and it is up to us to take a look at things and not blame someone else, but to take a look at our own lives. You don't like what's going on in your life, it's time to switch your thoughts. Time to quit blaming others. Even if you hate your job, even if you're in a relationship that just sucks, or if you're not in a relationship and you want to be, if you are in a place where you're just not happy, the ticket, the trick, is to find that happiness. The ticket, the trick, is to be in gratitude. Gratitude opens up the doy. I was mixing my door and joy. I almost did it again. Opens up the door for joy. And it's automatic. As soon as you start thinking, okay, thank you for this, thank you for that, thank you, thank you, thank you. As soon as you start saying thank you, and I try to do that at night before I go to bed, as soon as I just lay on my back, thank you, thank you, thank you. There are some nights I miss when I'm really tired, but I don't lay there thinking about how awful things are. Please. Move over to that thank you, thank you, thank you. And your world will show more or give you more to be thankful about. This is a big deal. This is something you have to learn. And I'm really, really sorry that we have not had an opportunity to learn this. Wouldn't it be amazing if our parents were taught and then our parents taught us as soon as we are small children, as soon as we are born, as soon as we could understand, as soon as everything, as soon as they start talking to us while we're in the womb? Wouldn't it be great if it was all positive? Wouldn't it be great if we all understood joy? What is it about? Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be taught your thoughts create, be kind to people, love people, be in gratitude? Now we're retraining ourselves. Now we are relearning. And the experience of that is different, even though the facts on how you do it is always the same. When I was first on my spiritual journey, that's what I was reading. Oh, man, I was like a sponge. I just wanted book after book after book after book. It's funny because it's hard to realize life without Amazon, where you could get a hold of any and every book in the world and then some. But at the time, there was only one little bookstore up here that had spiritual books. So, you know, I would go in there often and just read, 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 read. And after a little while, as I was on my journey, I realized that everybody was saying the same thing. It's just that they say it, each says it in a different way, but it all comes down to the same thing. And then when it came time to write my book or to speak about my book, I actually spoke it, it was recorded, and then it was written. Kind of a long story there. You need to get the book in order to hear about how that book got published. But it was all about the same things, only it was put in a different way that many people enjoy that made it unique from other books. But John Randolph Price did the same thing. And like I said, Wayne Dyer did the same thing. And what we have to realize is the truth is the truth is the truth. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. Everything is energy. There's no way around it. Everything is energy, and we control our energy. We control our energy. And we control what comes to us, and we control what we decide to put out. Are we in gratitude? Or are we whining, moaning, groaning, and complaining? This is such an old story, but we need to be told over and over and over again. And I remember when I was writing the book and I had to come up with the 8 keys, and I told the angels, I said, you know, a lot of these messages coming from each of these keys, believe, trust, attach, love, on and on and on, forgiveness, gratitude, a lot of these keys will have overlapping information, the same information for each one. And the angel said, that's okay, because humans are pretty darn thick. That's what they said, thick. the head there. Humans are thick and they need to be told over and over and over again. And that is kind of a fact. You know, it's like, I got to be reminded, or I'll say something to my husband, oh, thanks for reminding me. I know that. And then people I give readings to, I was just in Houston this last weekend and at Spirit Quest. I just saw an ad on Facebook for them at Spirit Quest. It's in Spring, Texas, which is near Houston. If you've never been to, if you are in that area, I encourage you to go see Ginger over there and take a look at Spirit Quest. Man, those, Chris and Ginger Pennell own it. Man, can those two anchor some energy. And they have gathered to them some of the most amazing people who came to my classes, who got readings, took the angel therapy practitioner. No, that's not the right one. Angel clearing. I always get the name screwed up. But they took all my classes, including the certification course. And the thing about it is, they're amazing. Absolutely, phenomenally amazing. And they were ready. The energy was ready. As I was driving down the mountain leaving my home last Thursday, a week ago today, I was thinking to myself, I have all this knowledge and I want to share it. You have given me so much information. The angels, source, universe, whatever, has given me so much information. And every time I go to Houston, they pick my brain. Awesome. Awesome. And when I got done with one of my classes, they said, thank you for letting me see the world through different eyes. Oh, that was a score. We were talking about angels in the afterlife and why we show up and what happens to us when we come and the choices we make. And so that was the point. To help us get a different view of our world. We view our world through physical eyes. We are in a traffic jam. Our family doesn't always get along. Things don't go the way we want. And we whine, moan, groan, and complain. There is a huge amount of energy out there. And an amazing tapestry being weaved behind the scenes. Putting people in the right place at the right time. Everything that we experience comes with a lesson that we have attracted to us. What lesson? Some people are insulted by that. They're responsible for their health, or they're responsible for the things that come up in their lives, and they're insulted by that. I didn't ask for this. Well, and that is yours to continue to believe. Because it really isn't my job to try to get you to change your mind on anything. My job is to give you information. And what you do with that information then is up to you. And that's why I was so tickled the other Friday night, I believe. And I was told, wow, you gave us a completely different way of looking at life. If we can look at life through the spiritual eyes instead of the physical eyes, it seems to make a lot more sense. And since my only point in traveling, besides it's fun and I get to play dress up, my only point in traveling is that I'm supposed to empower you. I'm supposed to give you this information, give you a foundation. You can accept it or not. And then hopefully you walk out of the place empowered or feeling better about what I told you or what you may believe. There. How does that sound? So it is about learning new things. And the best thing that you can do is open up your heart and mind to hearing the other side of the story, how things really are, or about energy. Say, okay, angels, give me clarity. I'm going through this experience. It's uncomfortable. Give me clarity. What is happening to me? Why am I at a job that I hate? Give me clarity and give me wisdom and understanding. We can sit around and whine, moan, groan, and complain, and we can struggle against what is happening to us. But I'll tell you what, that doesn't work near as well as speaking to the universe, because the universe always responds. The universe always responds, always answers us, always says, okay, what do you choose to have in your life? What is it that you want? The universe is always saying yes. Yes to love, yes to joy, yes to peace. It's the ego that tells us we can't have it. And I've been putting in a lot of information in regards to how to tell the difference between ego and spirit. I think this is extremely important. Because most of us don't even realize when ego has taken over, which is fascinating. We are so accustomed to listening to the negativity, or we're so accustomed to listening to that little voice that says, you can't do this, or this isn't true, or hate the other person, or it's not my fault. That's all ego. And I spend a lot of time there because we're in crown chakra energy. And the more your spirit, the more you integrate your spiritual journey into your physical body, the more the ego jumps up and tries to knock you back down. Because the ego's been in charge forever. Ego's been in charge forever. It doesn't want to give up control. Why would the ego want to give up control? And that is the struggle that you are in. And, of course, we're in, as I said, crown chakra energy, which is always interesting. The crown chakra is our direct connection to source. Source energy, the universe. And if there is something that particularly makes you uncomfortable, because the universe will always put in front of your face exactly what you need to deal with. So you're on a journey and you're tired of your life. Oh, angels, please get me out of this mess. I don't like it. And the angels always say yes, remember? Sure. We want you out of this mess too. It's not serving you and it's not serving us. So, what does it take to get out of this mess? Well, you're going to have to deal with the fact that you have a low self-esteem, or you don't think anybody's going to ever love you, or you're still angry at your parents for what happened to you when you were a child, or. Deal with this. Deal with your fear of lack of money. Deal with any of this. And you'll be able to, this isn't a punishment, but we have to unblock what's blocking you from receiving everything you choose to have in your life. And the angels, like I said, are always saying yes. Why would you resist? Right? Why would you resist? But people don't want to. People don't want to deal with those inner voices, those dramas and traumas. And that's what my angelic soul clearing certification class is all about. It's about diving into that pit of despair, diving into the things in our lives that we don't want to dive into. The Angelic Soul Clearing Practitioners Workshop had 5 people, which is my minimum. I don't want to do much more than 10. But I had 5 people. It was great. It was a great class. Because people were there. They were sitting there and they were ready. We went into past life. We went into this life. And we all have things that are dramas and traumas to us. What we don't realize is we can clear this. And just because something is fearful doesn't mean that we can't get rid of it. And you have to take a look at your life. You have to take a look at what your belief system is. What are you believing about yourself, about the world? Do you think that the world is against you? Do you think that you'll never be abundant? Do you think that, oh, the only way to get exactly what you want is to, what, work hard and for the rest of your life and suffer? What is your belief system? What is it that you are holding on to? Because you're reading the books, or you wouldn't be listening to this radio show, whether live or in the archives. What is your belief system? And what's holding you back? Because, you know, I get those people that email me, I'm doing everything you said, and I still don't have what I want. Then what is holding you back? What is your belief system? I used to think that I knew there was a God or a source or a universe. I called it God because that's kind of sort of what I grew up with. I knew there was the energy of love, and I knew that it was good. What I didn't think was that that same energy would pay any attention to me. It's a big world. How could I possibly be important? What am I? What value do I have? And it took a while to take a look at that and go, oh wow, I'm really saying that I am unimportant. And you may be doing the same thing. You may have that same belief system. You may be afraid to step into this. You may feel guilty about leaving behind a religion, because as soon as you step into spirituality, more often than not, the religion goes to the wayside. Why? Because the spirituality is a higher frequency. Spirituality isn't about a bunch of rules and regulations. It's about loving yourself. It's about being in gratitude. It's about having joy. It's not about feeling guilty. It's not about being a sinner. It's not about any of those things. It's about living a life of joy, just like the title says, through gratitude. Gratitude is one of the 8 keys. It's very, very important. The more grateful you are for what you have, no matter what the situation that you are in, there's where we get stuck. Well, I'm not happy. So, take a look at your life. If you have a job or a roof over your head or any of these things, just say thank you. Thank you that I am alive. Because I'll tell you what, you volunteered to show up here, and you volunteered to be here now, and you volunteered to take on the things that you're taking on. And you volunteered to have this battle with your ego. So get on with it and quit whining. Believe, trust, detach. Detach, detach, detach. Let the universe work things out. The less you choose to struggle with what is, okay, the more the flow will come to you. These are basic law of attraction information. The secret. The way things work. Read up on Einstein. See some of his quotes. He understood everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy. And what you have to do is understand that you step into spiritual energy and you say yes, yes, yes to the angels. And then all of a sudden all this stuff starts happening in your life. Your foundation actually cracks. Everything you thought you believed becomes a blur, and you're fighting with your ego. Because as I said, over and over, and I will repeat and repeat and repeat, in order to get you from where you are at to where you want to be, you must let go of the false beliefs that you have. Within each of us, intuitively, there is a knowing. We know. That's the part you want to reach. It's very interesting. They were talking, they were doing a personality scenario on the kid that went into the Pulse Bar in Orlando. They were doing a, well, talking about him. The thing about what our society does, through religion, politics, whatever, teacher, teaching, parents, whatever, we are taught that we are powerless. And this person evidently was gay. This person evidently had these impulses their whole life. Went to that bar quite a few times, my understanding is, probably saw all those happy people there. And his whole life he was told he couldn't be himself. His whole life he told that he, who he is, himself, was wrong. And he got angry because he felt powerless. The more powerless you are, the more angry you get. The more powerless you are, the more you're willing to blame other people for your unhappiness. There is a knowing within each one of us that is the connection that we have, that psychic ability, that intuitive ability, your heart connected to Source, your heart connected to God, your heart connected to Goddess. Your heart, that energy flows through you, whatever you choose to call that life force energy. It is the same energy that holds the planets in place. It is the same energy that makes the flowers grow. And it flows through you. And the experiment of Earth is to show up and have this ego that tells you it's all untrue. And the reason that things are so chaotic now, and the reason that there are so many people blustering around, hating everybody else. Narcissism is on a rampage. It's because we are in crown chakra energy. Your direct connection to Source, that energy is pouring into the crown chakra, and it's going in and trying to clear out all the other chakras, speaking your truth. The throat chakra, the third eye chakra, seeing things clearly. The heart chakra, being in integrity with yourself. These are the requirements we have in order to make it to the higher frequency, in order to make it to love, joy, peace, prosperity, health, perfect divine self-expression. These things must be present. You cannot have peace when you are afraid to fail. You cannot have love when you can't even love yourself. It is a fact. It is a fact. It is energy. Everything is energy. And the more energy you put into yourself, the more energy of acceptance you give yourself and love you give yourself, and understand that any negative you're picking up about yourself is ego. Yeah, it might have been instilled there by your church or your politicians or your parents, even your grandparents or your teachers. Maybe they put it in there. Maybe they told you you weren't good enough. It's amazing to me how many times that happens. My parents never even said a word. They just were so preoccupied with their own insecurities that there wasn't a lot of nourishing of understanding what my strength is and who I really was. And that's okay, because it led me to where I am today. Everything on your path is leading you to that place of enlightenment. You can resist it all along the way. Go ahead. It's not the most comfortable thing to have to take a look at your own stuff. But that is what is required of us if we are going to move into a higher frequency. That's what's required of us if you choose to have your hunka-chunka burn in love, if you choose to have love, joy, peace, prosperity, health. That's what you have to do. To get to the highest frequency, you have to let go of the false beliefs of no, you can't have. You have to let go of the false beliefs that you are unworthy. You have to let go of false beliefs that you are limited. Those are all false beliefs made up by society so to keep you down and so they can keep control of you. It's the truth. When you come out on the other side, you go, oh, I get it. And the knowing pops up. There's no more negativity there. It took me a long time to let go of the stories that I had learned as a teenager in the Bible, in my Pentecostal church religious experience, about who Jesus really is, about who God really is, or what God is. And I struggled with it a bit, and I felt guilty when I started to get the realization that there really isn't a God per se sitting in a great big chair ready to throw lightning bolts at people. I mean, think about it. He's a judgmental, angry, jealous, entity. Really? Interesting. Who wants to kill gays? I don't know. Think about it. It's a ridiculous scenario. But I had to let go of that in order to understand who I am so I could tell you and we could be empowered. Because I am goddess. I am a goddess. The energy of love flows through me. It's the same energy that flows through you. And we are unlimited in what we can create and what we can do and what we can see and what we can experience. Life is full of love. Everything I ask for, I get. It's amazing how satisfied you are with what you do have when you realize how many blessings are actually there, how much joy you can actually have through gratitude. And through that gratitude, through saying thank you, through that you get to joy and peace, and you realize that this benevolent universe is always working on your behalf. I'm always taken care of. I'm always amazed when I travel from one end of the country to the other and I get home safely. That's a lot of miles in between where I woke up in the morning and then when I walk through the door of my house that nurtures my soul. Sometimes my ego will pop up and say, "You don't want to leave, you're safe here." It's like, I'm safe everywhere. I live in a benevolent universe. I don't have to be afraid. Nothing's going to happen to me. I am protected. Love. It's all about love. Oh, yeah, you can sacrifice yourself. You can be a doer. You can try and prove your value to someone and get validated from someone else. But until you love yourself, none of this is going to work. It's interesting to me. When I was doing my class, the angelic soul. I didn't come up with the name, obviously. I have a mental block about it. I don't know. Maybe I should have called it something else. I don't know. Angelic soul clearing practitioners workshop. This is where we really go in and clear out the junk that's holding you back. And it was interesting because there was someone in the group, this small, intimate, really amazing group of people, each one with their own high frequency, each one with their own issues, as we all do. And I told the one person, I said, "Why can't I tell you in truth what I see and how amazing you are and how wonderful you are? Why does that not make an impact to you? Why is it you still only believe what you were told by your mother when you were a child. Because that's the conditioning that we started out with. And even she, this person said, I don't know. And I will tell you why. Because you took what your mother said, many of us, we took what our mother said, what our spiritual leaders said, what our politicians said, we took it and we bought it, and it became our reality. I am not worthy. I am not good enough. I shouldn't even be here. Ah, you were born with sin. And that is your knowing. And until we shift that energy, because that's the ego. That is your ego. And what we do in this class, which is so amazing that we can even do it, is we clear that energy. We forgive ourselves. We forgive others. We clear that energy that's blocking. That's how much power you have. That's how you can change things. Now, if this is something anybody out there is curious about, yes, you can do a one-on-one with me. I will teach you the process. I'm going to have a class in July in 2 weeks at the Unity here on the White Mountains. No one has signed up yet, so we'll see. We'll see. It takes being ready. And it's amazing to me how many people are not ready. Don't want to deal with what is buried so deep, because that's what we do. But that is how you become empowered, by clearing out the stuff from so long ago. And that's the stuff that keeps you from being joyful and keeps you from being grateful. So as a practicality, we are coming into a long weekend, July 4th weekend, where hopefully a few more people get time off. Take a moment and be restful, be peaceful. Take a moment to be present and say thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a moment to be in gratitude and learn to practice that, to be fully present and say thank you. The more you do that, the more your life will change, the more the universe will bring things to be grateful for. You want your life to be easier. You have to shift and change the energy that you're holding on to. You want your life to be filled with love. You're going to have to change the energy of how you feel about yourself. And how we feel about ourselves is a lot different than what we show other people. And therein lies what the class is about. Therein lies my readings, because I get to see what's really inside so that I can help you move forward. I've only got one caller on the line today. I'm going to go ahead and it's 563. I'm going to go ahead and take your question from the angels and then leave a little early today and start my long weekend, which will be fun. So 563, hi there, you're on the air. Hi. Hello? 563? Ah. Area code 563. Interesting. That person, may be at work. Not able to get to a phone. But let me tell you, everybody, we are here on this planet on June 30th, 2016. That's when this radio show is going. But take it to your present moment. You are here on this planet at this moment, whatever this moment may be for you. And understand that you asked to be here. Understand that the universe is happy that you chose to be here, because there's transformation in your future. That everything about you is about moving forward into from a powerless life to being empowered. Because every time somebody comes out of that class or out of the all-day class that I had or out of a reading, they're feeling more empowered. They're feeling better about who they are and their options on what direction to go in. Even though nobody can read your future, I can read your energy. Anybody can read your energy. You walk into a room, you can read the energy. It's just that so many of you are out of body, out of present moment, you don't even know where your energy is. And you get confused. It's like, oh my God, what do I do now? And then you go and you pay big bucks to somebody to have them tell you, what do you do now? When you could have just gotten into present moment and the universe would have given you whatever answers you wanted. Angel, show me clarity. Give me wisdom and understanding. Let me know what I need to know about this moment. Be fully present and be in gratitude and joy. Be fully present and allow yourself to be filled with the benevolent, loving energy of the universe that it has for you. Look in the mirror. Look at yourself in the mirror and look yourself in the eyes and say, I am the goddess. I am a god. I deserve the very best. I am open to receive all my good. Let that become your reality. Let that be your truth. And say, okay, angel, show me a miracle today. Show me what I need to know. And then be in present moment. Say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. It is a habit to be out of the moment. So you're literally breaking a habit. It is a habit to be negative. It is a habit to not love yourself. It's just a habit. It's something you've gotten used to over the years. And now the universe is talking to you. The angels are talking to you and say, hey, time to change this energy. I know you're frustrated. I know you feel like you're being backed into a corner. I know it. But the universe is doing that to shake you, to awaken you. It literally breaks down your foundation. So you'll say, okay, say yes, 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 yes. And the universe says yes back. It's about 11:45. On a Thursday before a long weekend. It's 4th of July. It's about freedom. If you really want to be free, if you really want to move forward, it is time to say yes. It is time to be in gratitude. Take a break from the frustration of the world. Take a break from others. Take a break from the restlessness. Take a break from the anger. Take a break from complaining. And let every thought you think this weekend, whether you're working or whether you have time off, let it be positive. Let it be in gratitude. Let it be filled with joy. Thank you for this day at my job. Bring me people that are happy and appreciate what I do. Let me be of service. So for all of you, I wish you the very best on 4th of July. And I'm going to be taking off, I'm going to have my radio show every Thursday. Like I said, my traveling's done. I will go visit my daughter, I think the first week of August or so, but I'm home for a couple of months. I'm looking forward to it. Temperature in the 80s. 7,000 elevation, being home, that nurtures my soul. So enjoy your weekend, and I will be back next Thursday. And don't forget to show your gratitude, because the universe will give you back what you put out. And bless you all. Thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.